Nearly a week after the school siege in southern Russia ended with a series of deadly explosions, the Kremlin is accusing Western countries of having double standards when it comes to dealing with terrorists. Russian officials say Britain, the U.S., and other countries are undermining Moscow's effort to fight terrorist acts. From Moscow, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Kremlin-affiliated political analyst Sergei Markov says Britain is among those at least partially to blame for the terrifying and bloody school hostage-taking that killed hundreds in Beslan.
I should repeat, and repeat again, British government indirectly support those terrorists who killed Russian children in this Beslan city.
He says that's because late last year, Britain gave political asylum to Ahmed Zakayev, a Chechen with ties to one of the men the Kremlin blames for masterminding the school attack. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, today criticized the United States for also having given asylum to a Chechen the Kremlin says has ties to terrorists. Russia is also angry over the continuing U.S. position that Moscow should open political negotiations with rebels in the southern region of Chechnya. Since the September 11th attacks 3 years ago, Russian President Vladimir Putin has sought to portray terrorist attacks in Russia as part of an international fight against the West. But many Russians believe acts such as last week's school hostage-taking are more directly related to the Chechen conflict. And many say the government is withholding information or simply lying about exactly what happened last week at the school. Independent lawmaker Vladimir Ryshkov is among those wanting more information about the hostage takers and the government's response.
We don't know what their demands were, unfortunately. I don't know who was in charge of the operation to save the hostages. There are many more questions for which we have no answers.
Yesterday, the government gave official figures for the first time, admitting that more than 1,200 people had been taken hostage. Russia's federal prosecutor said more than 300 people had died and scores of bodies or body parts were still unidentified. But the official version of what happened contradicts some eyewitness accounts. A continued lack of answers could hurt Putin, whose popularity dropped since the bloody siege. Political analyst Lilia Shevtsova says hope is fading that Russia's tough president has the answers to the problem of terrorism.
I sometimes feel that we continue to live feeling like people in a Hitchcock movie, constantly suspense and anticipation of something bad that would inevitably happen.
She says people don't believe that the Russian authorities can adequately respond to their fears. Emily Harris, NPR News, Moscow.